Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, good day, Emmanuel Faith. This is Scott Smith coming at you. Hey, today's devotional is called By Hook or By Crook. So, first recorded in the Middle English controversial tracts of John Wycliffe in 1380, this phrase, by hook or by crook, means, as you might conclude, something along the lines of by any means necessary. And while I think it perfectly summarizes Paul's strategy for ensuring that Christ is preached, I think it also presents us with some challenging things to think about as we consider what it might look like to adopt this same perspective and goal in our own lives for getting the word out. So, you know, I got two thoughts I'd like to submit for consideration. First, and I don't want to go too far with this, but first, we are a people who put a lot of weight on motives. Sometimes I'll hear people argue that why someone does something is more important than what they do. But this verse raises the question, is it? Because Paul throws a lot of cold water on that line of thinking. And so, while correctly assessing motives, he essentially says he doesn't care. It only matters that Christ is preached by any means necessary, by hook or by crook. Paul cares that the message is accurate, not that the heart is right. So I got to ask you, what do you think about that? Now, the second thought I have has to do with answering the question, how can we at Emmanuel Faith continue to grow to be more like Paul and to share his desire to see the gospel preached, even at our own expense? How would you answer that? Seems to me that the best response would be to pray that God would continue to build us into men and women who are more concerned about the message getting out than we are about the motives of the messenger or the personal costs that we might incur. Now, we know Paul was a guy who was all in. And we know he was willing to die for Christ and the message of the gospel. Now, so it wasn't like he was willing to sacrifice his life as long as people's hearts were in the right place as they preached. He wasn't willing to sacrifice his life for the why, he was willing to sacrifice it for the what. And herein lies the prayer, perhaps, that our passion for the what would supersede our concern for the why. Well, Emmanuel Faith, this is something to think about as you go on about your day. God bless you, and I'll see you along the way.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.